Welcome to Love Essie, the podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Love Essie, the podcast. And for this episode, I want to talk about one of my fave sort of paranormal concept. I don't consider it a trope. I don't think it is, but that is shifters. Okay, shifters, people who turn into an animal and then back. So not like you turn into a wolf and stay a wolf the rest of your life. Nah, you are, you know, you can walk around this world as a human, but sometimes you turn into a furry wolf or a bear or an eagle or, you know, a honey badger or a leopard or, and the list goes on, right? It's something that I can't quite pinpoint when I started to get into specifically like shifters. I think it very well may be Nalini saying Psy Changeling, and then that, you know, I feel like I might have read stuff before that, but I know I can clclearly tell that after that, after I read Branded by Fire, I started to pay more attention to books with characters that shifted. And in the last like probably year or two, I've been clicking on every single romance novel ad on Instagram. Almost all of them are Amazon KU books, and a shit ton of them, because I keep clicking on them, are shifter books. So it's just something I really enjoy. I think that reading romance novels about characters that are obviously trying to, you know, to find connection, but also like, what does it mean for this human connection when you also have this like much more animalistic side that is maybe more literal, or is maybe more focused on some of the things that the human side is like, oh, I don't know about that, and the animal side is like, this is what we're doing, end of story, like what? I also think that's where, you know, fated mates, I feel like, comes out of that a lot. This idea that you have like one mate that's fated to you. I feel like what that is big in, you know, werewolf lore. And then that sort of permeated all shifter books. I mean, there's an entire podcast called Fated Mates. And they recently had a live episode here in Brooklyn. I live in Queens. And so I was able to go, which was a lot of fun. Just because I got to see a lot of like online mutuals in person, which was like so fucking cool and so amazing. But it also was a lot of fun because it reminded me of why I like doing this podcast. You're probably like, girl, do you? Because we haven't seen you in a minute. Yeah, fair. Quick life update, working two jobs. So I'm working 7 days a week. A girl does not have a day off unless she like requests it, and you know, I just haven't had time to do that. So, you know, things are a little, there's a lot happening. But anyway, enough with the life update. I love books about shifters. And so I was just like, you know what? I have obviously talked about books that I like, but I could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever done an episode where I like sort of try to do a deep dive, I guess, or I don't know if that's the right word, but try to just really focus on that. Because I do think shifters, I think it can be a lot of fun, and it can also be done so terribly that I'm just like reading and going, what the fuck is this, right? Because sometimes I'm like, oh, you thought that this was good? Like, okay, girl. And so I will say for me, right, as a reader, for me, one of the things that I really want to see on the page in a book with shifters, right, I need to understand exactly what it entails within this book. And when I say what it entails, it's like, okay, someone turns... We're going to go with the real basic, right? With the tried and true, the werewolf. How they turn into werewolves. I need there to be a quick explanation. If it just like sparkle lights, kind of like Sailor Moon transformation, that's fine. But I need you to tell me that. Because I don't know. Different authors will have different ways of like how the shift happens. When do they shift, right? Do they shift, you know, 6 months after being born, 2 years after being born? Do they not shift until they're, you know, at a specific like you know, transition to adulthood ceremony that happens at 16. Yo no sé. I need you to tell me, when do these things happen? In this world, do people know that they exist? Do they coexist with humans? Or are they hiding from humans? Or is this a world where everyone is some sort of shifter, so there's no such thing as hiding because everybody is the same? Like I need all of that backstory, that world building, because yes, I'm pretty sure most, if not all of the ones I've read, that's not true. I say that's not true, but the one that I'm thinking of that wasn't set on like what is considered planet Earth, because I think it had three moons, I thought was terrible. So, the ones that I have loved and enjoyed almost all are exclusively set within, you know, the world that I like, you know, the planet that we live on, Earth. But within that, I need to know, like, well, what part of Earth, right? You know, give me a city, give me an idea. And then within that, like, yeah, what you still have to establish and build out this world, because it's not the world I live in, because I don't walk down the street and see someone turn into a wolf and then, like, you know, catch a squirrel. Like, that does not happen. And if that did happen, we would all, like, collectively lose our shit, right? So I need the rules, I guess, of how the rules of engagement of, you know, how things are broken down to be explained. Also, if we're speaking specifically about wolves, what does pack hierarchy mean? And is there a pack? Are wolves in this book like everyone's on their own, like a lone wolf? Are there pack structures? Generally speaking, most of the books I read, you know, there's some sort of pack structure. There's an alpha, there might be omegas, there might be betas, there might be, you know, all types of things in between. There might be more dominant wolves, less dominant wolves, more submissive wolves, all like, but what does that then mean within the world? That all needs to be broken down and explained for it to, you know, at least be considered, for me to consider it as something that's like, wow, or this is pretty good, or I want to keep reading and I want to learn more. Now, I'm talking about wolves, right? I mentioned packs. Now, one of the things that I think is really interesting is that, like, this concept has expanded outside of wolves. Like, people have written shifter books, like, you know, one of the next things is like big cats. Now, what's interesting about big cats, right? It's like, okay, if you're studying the book in the United States, like, what is a cat that's native to the United States? Cougars, right? Well, if you're throwing in like lions, like, so how do we get lion shifters so far from where lions traditionally habitat, right? Then some sort of explanation needs to be given as to why there might be, you know, a pride of lions. And what's interesting is, like, when you start thinking about it in that way in terms of group dynamics, then usually most authors I've seen will use, like, the group name for what the animals, you know, the group name for the animals in the wild as sort of, like, the name of, like, the group within the book. So, a pride, like I said, a pride of lions, or a sleuth of bears, and stuff like that. Now, what I think is really interesting, and I think it's more, I need to like actively search for it, and I just haven't. I think that, I feel like I see a lot of what I would consider like apex predators, but still apex predators that, I don't know how to describe this. So it's like wolves, bears, big cats. I feel like there are a lot of books, shifter books, with like that core of those three, right? Some authors go a little bit more out there, and maybe there's like antelopes or elephants, and whatnot. What is her name? Oh, now I'm blanking on her. And I thought I wrote it down, but, oh, Shelley Lawrenson, right? She has honey badgers, okay? Honey badgers and wolverines and whatnot in her world, as well as, like, pandas, shifters. So you've got that. But what I think is kind of interesting, and it could also just be, like, everyone who is into writing shifter books hasn't really thought of how, like, the transitions would work. I don't feel like there's a ton of books that have, like, bird shifters. Like, significant amount of like apex predators amongst, but like eagles, hawks, you know, that type stuff, falcons, you know, I don't see, like, Nalina does have a Falcon Clan, and I can't wait for that book. But, like, outside of brief mentions here and there, I feel like I probably need to do a better job. And sometimes I wonder if what ends up happening is that, like, authors just end up doing dragons instead. So dragons, for example, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, but dragons, I think, are interesting in the sense that, like, dragons technically, like, do not exist, the ones that breathe fire. But they're definitely, I think I still classify them as a shifter book because the character is usually going from, like, a human to a dragon with wings that can breathe fire. Or, you know, if we want to get real fanciful, like, maybe they can breathe different elements depending on what type of dragon they are, blah, 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 blah. So, but I wonder, like, why there isn't as much of a, like, why I don't see as much of, like, eagle or falcon shifter books, like, you know, like a wing of, and that would be a group of whatever, a wing of brothers, and they all get their book, but, like, everyone's kind of like, we're gonna do bears, which, don't get me wrong, I love bear shifter books. I love wolf ones, big cats, huge fan. I really like foxes, and Sam Hall just released probably like a month or two ago, a prequel to a shifter book that's got the characters, actually, it's going to be foxes, which I think is really interesting because it's still set within the same universe as her bear shifter books, like, same town. I think the female main character is friends with a human woman who is mated to, like, four or five bears. Anyway, let me digress. So yeah, I really, like, I want the author to tell me, like, how exactly do people become shifters. Now, as far as I can tell, I don't think any of the ones I've ever enjoyed, it's like, oh, you were human, you were a bin, now you're a wolf. That's okay. Or, you know what, I can't say that I've never read that. I'm sure I have. I actually think I do prefer, though, it's like, you were just born that way. Like, that's just how this is. This is just, you are born a wolf shifter, done, end of story. Or you end up mated to one and you're human and that's just, like, your life, and you have, you know, babies with this person and they can shift, yada, yada, yada. But those are some of the things that, like, I look for and want to sort of see when I'm reading about wolf shifters. Now, there's also, okay, I don't want to say that it's a subset, but I want to say that beside wolf shifters, there's something also that I think is kind of interesting that happens. So specifically for wolf shifters, I guess, the idea that there's an alpha, an omega, and maybe a beta, like, category. Some authors have taken the characteristics of those three categories and applied them to humans, but no one turns into an animal. I want to say Gillian West does this quite a bit. She's got, I think, a number of series where it's like, you've got alphas, and then you've got an omega, and, like, you know, one omega for four alphas, and there's sort of like a pack dynamic amongst the men, but nobody's turning into a wolf. No one gets furry. None of that happens, which I do think is interesting. And I wonder if that also comes out of, like, the fact that, like, the Omegaverse that exists, that's its own sort of separate subgenre in romance. I wonder if it comes out of that, because I do think that there's, like, Omega verse romance where, again, you've got these sort of wolf pack-like characteristics, but everyone is human the whole time. No one ever goes furry or gets a tail. Now, so some of you might be like, I'm not trying to read all that, that's weird. I think why I like it, so I'm gonna start off with, like, obviously my tried and true faves, which is Nalini's Psy Changeling series, right? Very first book in the series establishes that the world that's set on Earth is split amongst three quote-unquote races. There are humans, there are changelings, aka they shift from human to animal and back, and there are Psy, and Psy are humans, but with, like, they look like humans, but they have mental powers and can do any, get, it runs the gamut of what they are able to do with their minds, with their brains, and they need to have access to a very specific biofeedback link that links them to our neural network called the synapse. So within this world, changelings aren't a hidden boogeyman. Like, no one's like, I didn't know. No, they've existed. They had territorial wars in the 1800s that a human brokered peace amongst, like, the different packs and, you know, whatever. So there is no, they were hiding in the shadows type shit. In the very first book, we meet the alpha of a leopard, like, pack clan in San Francisco who shares land or shares a border with a wolf pack, you know. And eventually throughout the series, we've met, you know, like, another wolf pack, another big cat pack, because I don't know that Remy's pack is... I don't think Rainfire is strictly leopard. I think Rainfire is kind of made up of big cats. We've met a falcon wing, Windhaven. We've met Black Sea, which is this conglomerate of all sea changelings. So within Nalini Singh's side changeling world, you have characters that are human and then a whale, human and then a dolphin, human and then, you know, a tiger, human and then an ocelot, human, all like... Now, what's interesting is, like, also, I guess, it, you know, the question there is, like, do we get all the way down to, like, the insect world, or do we just stick to the animal world? Do we include the reptile world? And, like, what can you really make work in a book, and does it make sense, right? And I totally get that. I don't know, like, I'm going to get real gross here, but I don't think I would want, like, cockroach shifters. Like, what? But there are rat shifters in... side changeling, and like Tejan is the leader of the rat shifters, and him and his like group are a key element to so much of the full story arc of the very first season of side changeling. So maybe there are cockroach shifters, but we just not gonna put them in our book, because why, you know? Although, you know, that begs the question, like, are we talking mosquito? Like, because that's like, do we get to the insect level and then all the gross insects we don't like? Or do we just sort of stop at, like, you know, mammals or reptiles and call it a day? Now, I want to be like, I would never want a cockroach shifter book, but if someone wrote it and wrote it well, and by someone, if Nalini wrote a cockroach shifter book and wrote it well, all I'm saying is I would probably stand, because it's, you know, I'm not an objective bitch about that shit. Now, do you know what I do want that I don't think I've ever seen anybody do? I want, it sounds wild, but I want a pigeon shifter book. Why? Because there are pigeons everywhere. Imagine pigeons that shift into people. And maybe there's, like, wild... And, oh, so in Nalini's books, there are wild wolves. And then there's, like, changeling wolves, right? And changeling wolves and changeling animals are always bigger than their, like, wildlife counterpart. I've read other books where, like, yeah, like, we're wolves. But there are also wild wolves that will never shift into anything. Or wild bears and except, you know what I mean? So, you know, we could have like shifter pigeons that are a little bit, you know, oh, like the bigger ass pigeons that you kind of see in like the UK. And then like regular pigeons, like, you know, wildlife pigeons. And I only say that because I really love birds. And so a part of me is like, what would that be like? You know, if you had this whole thing of like, you know, birds that shifted to people. I'm just, you know. Just putting it out there. If someone wants to write it, I'm going to read it. But yeah, I'm a really big, like, shifter fan. And I read a lot of it because I enjoy it. And so, for example, I keep clicking on these Instagram ads. So Instagram is like, ooh, girl, like, we can see that you are liking this. And so we are going to keep giving it to you. Now, sometimes they give me things that I'm like, girl, why would you think... Like, for example, I've recently gotten quite a bit of, like, dark academia bully stuff. And I'm like, absolutely not. No. So I've started to be like, hide ad. Because I'm like, I don't want to read that. Maybe one day I will want to. But as of this moment, ugh, right? But shifter books, on the other hand. Shifter books. That is my cognip. No. They're not always good. I'm not going to say the title, mainly because I just don't want to go looking for it. But there was one I read recently and I was just like, I don't think the story concept was terrible, but it wasn't fleshed out enough. And I was just kind of like, what? And it felt like I needed a lot more information, because in this world, there seemed to be like more magic happening than anything. I don't know. It was not my cup of tea. Now, I kind of wrote a list of some of the shifter books I've read so far this year, because of course I've read a bunch. I listed like six, but these six, like, I really liked, which is why they're listed here. Her Captive Wolf by Kristen Strassel. He's a wolf caught in a dogfighting ring. She's a shelter director who saves him and his brothers. So this was interesting. So I liked it, but I also had questions, because him and his brothers are all wolves and they can't shift back into human. I want to say that they had specific like shackles around their legs and like something was done to them so that they could not shift back. And then the shelter director runs she runs an animal shelter and then is able to run a successful raid with the help of the police on this dogfighting ring and, you know, frees them. At first thinking that they're maybe just like big canines, like, you know, and then realizes that they're wolves. And then the pack leader kind of shifts once, because the idea is like once they were fully, like, they were no longer so malnourished and whatever, they were going to be able to shift. And he does. And she's like, whoa, what? So I liked the concept. I really did. Some of the execution wasn't like, I loved it. But fascinating idea, right? Because in this world, and what's interesting is like, people in the town kind of know about shifters, but kind of like do a blind eye to it. Like, they're there and we live with them and we live beside people who do this, but we're just not going to talk about it. And so as a newcomer who's running the shelter, she didn't know this information, which I was like, oh, okay, fine. It was okay. It wasn't like my favorite, but it was halfway decent. I also have Carnage Island by Lexi C. Foss. And I also have Blood Sector by her. I'm going to talk about Carnage Island first. So Carnage Island, she's a rejected mate who turns wolf and is from another pack. Her mates run an island of rejects and are enemies of her former pack. So this I thought was interesting. She's a member of a pack where she's not allowed to shift until members of this pack are supposedly don't shift until they turn a certain age. Like, and then they shift and find their wolf and find their mate. And then she shifts and her mate, who's a pack alpha, rejects her. So there's an island for rejected mates because I guess they go crazy. And so they need to be like sequestered somewhere or quarantined. And, but that pack, that island is being run by a pack of, I think it's three or four of them. And they technically are on that island because the same pack that rejected her claimed that their pack leader had like murdered some girl and whatever. And it's this whole thing. I feel like there's more, you know, because I'm pretty sure it's part of a series. You learn more through the other books. But I think that book on its own, Carnage Island, stood on its own. And I really liked how, like, you know, she thinks she's just going to this island to die because all she's been told is that, like, you know, that's what happens. And she has no idea that on other islands, people, like, you know, shift into their animal much sooner. And it's a much, like, easier and smoother process. And that, in fact, the path that she came from is, like, fully bananas crazy and being led by a cuckoo. And then Blood Sector, which is also by the same author, Lexi C. Foss. In this one, she's an Omega wolf who disappears for 100 years after becoming betrothed. Her mate is an Alpha Prince wolf. So this one, she believes that her parents have been murdered, and so she needs to find out who killed them, but she also needs people to not be like fighting over her, since she's like the heir to this like sector. And so she gets betrothed to this Alpha Prince because he wasn't trying to get with her. But then she runs for like 100 years. So I thought it was interesting that like these people are like running around, in their prime for so long. And then it turns out that, like, the reality was that, like, someone in on her parents' team, like, was trying to, like, protect her, but also, like, her parents were trying to protect, like, a special island of Omegas, which was, like, oh, interesting. Now, another one I read was Driven Wild by the Grizzly by Ariana Hawks. He finds his mate on the bus route. He's running for his grandpa, and she's a human being stalked by a former ex who's part of a motorcycle club. So this was interesting. It had, like, a one cover, and then I realized they had switched the cover, because at first I was like, what happened to the book? This was interesting because at first I was like, so I could not tell in this book if bear shifters were, like, well known. But when she finds out he's a bear shifter, she doesn't, like, freak out in the way that I would expect a human who has no idea bear shifters to freak out. Like, she's just like, but I feel safe with him. And, like, that's pretty much it. Which I was like, And then, like, at one point, her brother is able to track her with her GPS signal from her phone in, like, the woods. And I was like, but if you could call him, because there was barely any signal, like, how do you track you? So there were a few things that I was like, weird, inconsistent. But I did think it was really cute that, like, his grandpa was sick, so he took over the bus route so that nothing, like, you know, his grandpa wouldn't, like, lose his job or whatever. And I think his grandpa was like, said something along the lines of, like, you know, your time to find your mate is coming soon. And he was also like, okay, sure, whatever. And then, like, finds her. And she was, like, being chased by her ex, who used to be part of a motorcycle club. But, like, once bear guys, like, stay away from her, that was the end of that. It was cute. It was fun. It was a bit easy. Nothing crazy. Then I've got The Monster's Den by Jillian West. And I forgot to mention, Carnage Island is a Y choose. Monster's Den by Jillian West is also a Y choose. So this is a single human mother to a wolf shifter baby meets her mates. A hellhound, an incubus, a vampire, and a gargoyle. Thought it was interesting that the men got along but didn't consider themselves a specific pack until Emerson and her daughter came along. Oh, I wrote that. I probably was going to say that differently. Whatever. So this was, Jillian West is what the author that I mentioned that has, like, the humans with the pack dynamics, but no one's a wolf. So this series is, because this book is part of a series, again, a standalone. Everyone's, like, you know, actually shifts into what they're supposed to. So she's a human who ends up pregnant with a wolf shifter's baby. I don't think she knows that he's a wolf shifter until she's pregnant, and then his creepy father shows up and is, like, being awful, and she ends up, like, you owe us money or something along the lines. And she, I got sidetracked. I skipped ahead. She gets knocked up by this wolf shifter. She doesn't know he's a wolf shifter. Then the alpha of the pack that this guy is a part of shows up and is like, oh, he owes money, so now you have to pay. What she won't find out until later in the book, much later, is that the same guy that knocked her up is that alpha's son. But she doesn't know it at the time. She just thinks that, oh, it's a wolf shifter that's abandoned her. So she is, like, being harassed for money by the alpha's henchmen. And somebody she knows is like, you need to go here instead. I think it's a friend of hers. So she moves to this, like, town that's, like, run by different monsters. And then she's working at, I think, what's, like, a monster, like, strip club, nightclub, entertainment type space. And at first she's just, like, I think bartending or serving. And, like, the head, the owner of the place, the hellhound, immediately is, like, into her. But not entirely sure, like, why he's into this human woman. Still doesn't even know that she has a wolf shifter baby. And then she ends up actually meeting with the incubus first. And I don't remember exactly how that happens. I think that, like, she's able to, like, they end up, like, talking or whatever. And she just, like, accepts something about him. And he's just kind of like this, like, I'm, you know, we are whatever. And so what I thought was interesting is that, like, the hellhound, the incubus, the vampire, and the gargoyle are all, like, well, the Hellhound, the Vampire, and the Gargoyle all work, I think are all owners of this, like, entertainment complex, the Monster's Den. And Incubus is, like, a client or whatever, but also works with them. And so they were all kind of, like, chill with each other and, like, considered each other, like, friends or whatever. But it isn't until they all essentially form their own bond with Emerson and then Emerson's daughter that they realize that they are, like, a pack with her as, like, their sort of center, which I thought was a kind of an interesting concept, because some of the other books that I've read where it's, like, a pack of, you know, of men, and it's, like, the men know that they're going to find a woman together, or they've been searching for her together. These four men were kind of, like, doing their own thing or whatever, and so it was really interesting, because at first, when she mates with the Incubus first, I was, like, does this mean she's not going to end up with the Hellhound? But I'm sure, and the Hellhound was just kind of like, and it was like each of them just sort of calibrated and were like, oh, okay, so clearly she's for all four of us. Like, it never was like, oh, I'm fighting for her. It was just like, once they realized all of us are emotionally connected to her, it was like, ah, okay, like, because this is what needs to happen for us to, like, take care of her and protect her and take care of her daughter and protect her daughter, which I thought was really cool. I actually really enjoyed that. And I also thought it was so cool because, like, Emerson's daughter is, like, a wolf shifter baby, and she's human. She doesn't know, like, all of these specific things that her daughter needs. And, like, the Hellhound is like, oh my God, like, there are certain things that we're going to have to make sure so that she grows up well-adjusted, and the Gargoyle is willing to help with that. And, like, I just thought it was really cool that, like, these men are able to give her the information and the insight that she needs for her daughter. Okay, I'm going to pause here because I've been talking for a lot, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to keep talking about shifter books and why I love them so much. Okay? Okay. Okay, so I'm back, and I realized, so in terms of books that I've read, I only had one more left, because I realized I had already talked about Blood Sector earlier, but the last one that I have left to talk about is All Foxed Up by Sam Hall, and that's the prequel that I mentioned about Fox Shifters. And so Holly meets her Fox Shifter mates and finds out she's a Fox Shifter herself on the same day. And it's on a cliffhanger, sad face, but it's Fox Shifter's happy face is what I wrote. So, All Foxed Up is just a prequel to the full book that will be coming, where Holly and her mates come together. What I think is interesting is Holly is friends with a character who in another book ends up with a sleuth of bears. And Sam Hall is setting her books in, like, Australia. I don't remember the city, might be Perth, might be Adelaide, might be both. And so I've actually really enjoyed her Ursa Shifters series, a lot. And I'm really, really, really excited about the Fox Shifter one. Although, like I said, it ends in a cliffhanger, so I was kind of like, no, but I know that she's coming out with another one. So I'm willing to not lose my shit. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up, so those are just books I've read so far this year. Well, I think I might have read some more, but those are books that I read that kind of stood out for me for a bit this year that involve shifters. And, I think I was mentioning it earlier. So I think what's really, interesting about shifter books, right? So the characters, obviously, the shifter characters obviously navigate society as humans. They probably have jobs and all that stuff, but they also have an animal side. So, for example, wolf shifter books will either have some sort of on-page convo or something about whether or not they're affected by full moons or new moons, or if the moon has nothing to do with it. But it's also kind of interesting to learn about, like, different things that maybe come from, like, the actual animal, but how do they show up in humans, right? In side changeling, like, leopards are, like, solitary creatures, but because humans are social creatures, leopard packs exist, because they can't just all be like lone leopards with their like one mate and a, you know, a cub. Like, it's gonna be this thing where you're just gonna, some of what the animal is like is going to be influenced by the human side, and vice versa. Some of what the human is like is going to be influenced by the animal side. And I think that's really interesting. And I think some authors do a really, really good job of that. And so you're able to see sort of how that plays out. I think also what I find interesting about shifter books, so the concept of found family, I don't know if it's a trope, it probably is, whatever. And I say that because I'm kind of over the word trope. I find like everyone's tried to make it. I think my brain is now equating trope with an SEO term, a search engine optimization term. And so my brain just wants nothing to do with it. But found family, for example, like, if you are an animal, if you're a character that needs to, like, find your mate, right? You are out here sort of looking, or maybe you're not looking, you stumble across him or her. But what we do get as readers is seeing how this person is brought into this new world, whether they already know exists or they don't, and what it means. And I feel terrible because I'm completely blanking on her name, but at Fated Mates, so for Fated Mates Live, because it was here in New York, I got to meet up with some mutuals at a bar the night before the Friday, and then saw people again on a Saturday night for the actual event. But an author mentioned that one of the things, because I was just like, I'm really on a why choose sort of kick. Like, I'm enjoying, well written, of course, this sort of why choose, like, one character that has four or five mates. And she said that it was like the perfect division of labor. That in having, you know, this sort of like multiple partner sort of relationship, even if we're thinking about just like basic labor, like if there are kids involved, like someone to do the laundry, someone to help with homework, someone to do the cooking, someone to do the cleaning, you know, and people can rotate. But also, like, not every, your partner or whatever cannot possibly be everything to you, right? Which is why we have friends and community and family and all of that stuff. But that sort of gets built in why I choose. Like, you have, like, you know, a character that's got four mates. She's got four men she can be friends with, four men that can help her with all of the both physical but also emotional labor of having a life together, of growing as an entity and seeing what that looks like down the line. It's not just you and this other person having to shoulder the entire load. The load is sort of shared. Well, not sort of, is shared amongst 3, 4, 5 people. And that is really, like, you know, I don't know if I want to say the word is seductive, but I really like the concept. So obviously with shifter books, you can kind of like really play with that. Although there are contemporaries, usually set in the West, that have played with that as well, like this idea of three men and a woman. And I think that's coming off of this idea that, like, in the old West, there weren't enough women. And so maybe in your family's lineage, it's just normal that there's like three dudes to a woman, because, like, way back then, great great grandpa, blah, 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 or, you know, him and his brothers all were married to one wife, right? So it's, you know, you might be like, oh, that can only happen if everyone's like going, you know, meow, meow, or wolf, wolf, or whatever. But it does happen on a contemporary sort of scale. I guess that would be polyamory to some degree. Like, if everyone's like multiple, I think sometimes in my brain, I think polyamory is like multiple men and women, but I don't see why that term couldn't also refer to like one woman and four men. But anyway, now shifter books that I like, you know, really what I mean is love. Because you might be like, well, like, what are some of the stuff that, like, you really enjoy? So I'm a big fan of Drea Anderson's shifter books, like, huge, huge, huge fan. Top, one of my top faves. For her books, some of the ones I really enjoy, To Her Rescue and The Friend Contract. She's got Black Shifters. And when I say Black, I don't mean the color Black. I mean African-American Black. And I think she is able to capture Blackness and, you know, Southern culture woven into a shifter world so, so well. I enjoy it so, so much. Sometimes, not always. I feel like some authors might write shifter books because they're able to, you know, racially code the shifter character with all of these like characteristics, but then they still happen to be like a blonde, blue-eyed person. I don't know how to say this. Sometimes it feels like people are like using shifter as another way to be like, oh, this is a way that I can like, you know, show these characteristics that I would usually not have in my other characters, because that's not really representative of the people, of this specific group of people. But now that they're shifters, I can do that. It's sort of like, you know, how we've got all these like weird aliens, and it's like, is that supposed to be like some sort of weird fetishy thing? Like, would they really be Black people, but you don't want to write about Black people, so you write about blue aliens instead, or green ones, or pink ones, or, you know, orange, or whatever. And I'm sure there are going to be authors who are like, nah, that's not what I'm doing, but some are. Drea doesn't do that. Drea is like, these are Black characters who talk like Black people, and the books are so rich, I think. And here's the thing, they're not like crazy long, you know, they're not 500 pages, nothing like that. But I feel like she has built, the worlds have been built in a way that like, I feel like I step in when I'm reading, and I'm like fully immersed, and I fully like feel like I'm a part of it. And I love that. Like, I love it so much. Right. And like, she has a world building. I think she has a really good skill at world building, because she is weaving elements of the world that we know today. You know, often I want to say that the books are set in like Florida, you know, so they're not set in an alternate world, but they are set in an alternate universe, because people turn into fucking, you know, animals. But the world building makes sense. I understand. It's interesting, like, I get, you know, that, like, in this world, there are shifters, and, you know, how some of this plays out, right? There's another author that I read a vampire book by her, and her world building was trash. I was so disappointed, because, you know, she's a well-known author, and, you know, but basura, like, absolute trash. So all of that to say, Drea Anderson, opposite of that, you know, not trash, gems, diamonds, like chef's kiss. The world building is fantastic. And like I said, you're not sure what to read by her if you haven't read her. The Friend Contract and To Her Rescue are just two of many that I really, really enjoy. And I mean, treat yourself. Next, I really like, I mentioned earlier, Sam Hall's Bear Shifters. Ursa Shifters is the name of the series, and my favorite book was book 3, Grin and Bear It. A teacher accidentally contacts a student's guardian, and it turns out she's their mate. And when I say accidentally contacts, the student's guardians, I think have like a plumbing company, and she needs them, but she doesn't realize that like they're also the guardians of her students. But turns out she's their mate. So well done. I mean, there's definitely like grief is mentioned, because the students have guardians because their parents have passed. So, you know, there are some heavy scenes, and if grief is not a subject you really want to touch on right now, you might want to hold off. But I really have enjoyed, I think I haven't read the last two in the series. I'm kind of saving them. But the first three I've read. And I think the second to last had a prequel. and none of the other ones did. The first three or four, no, the first three for sure did not have a prequel, but I think the fourth one does. But I've really enjoyed it, and like I said, Grin and Barrett, fantastic. Then we've got, obviously, Side Changeling. You know, I'm a huge Nalini Singh fan. Come on. And, you know, I also really like how much, like, shifter diversity there is, right? You've got Dark River, there are leopards, Snow Dancer, wolves, Stonewater, bears, Black Edge, wolves, right? Rainfire, some sort of big cat. There's ocelots, there's tigers, Black Sea, right? All types of water changelings, right? Windhaven, the falcons. I love it so much. And I cannot wait for the next book. It's coming out this year. And we are going to get to, you know, really, we're going to delve into Rainfire. So cannot wait. Another one that I've enjoyed because of how, like, different, Shelley Laurenston, right? She has Honey Badger Shifters, and it's really interesting because, like, I don't even think I really knew what a honey badger looked like. Also didn't know that a wolverine was a real animal. I thought it was just the character from X-Men. So I was like, wait, a wolverine is not just an X-Men character? Had no clue, honestly, so sorry. So I really like that she's got, like, shifters. I also like Nalini of all types. Anna Geary has a bear and lynx shifter in her Ars Numina series. And her series is, there's some sort of fantasy in there. And I don't think it's set on, like, our planet Earth, right? And then I also mentioned I like dragons. And okay, so Thea Harrison's Elder Races series, I really enjoyed, but the more I think about it outside of that series, I don't know that I've been like, that I can think of a dragon focused series that I'm like, whoa. Interestingly, the reason I first found Sam Hall through a dragon book that's like a two-parter, and I read the first book, it was ended in a cliffhanger, and then started the second book and wasn't able to finish it. I just got to a point, and that was also why I choose, but I got to a point, I think it's because that was also, it felt more dark, it felt more difficult. I just was like, I might go back and try to read, like, finish the second book, but I was just like, that's not working for me. So I feel like I need to find a dragon book series that I'm like, yo, yes. Because right now I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, just, you know, Elder Races by Thea, but everybody else, I don't know about that. But yeah, I really, really like shifter books. I really enjoy them. I think that we see them in romance, right? We see them as from indie publishers, as novellas. We see them from trad publishers. And I'm always for more shifter books, always. Like, I'm never gonna be like, oh, I think we have too many shifters. Absolutely not. Not ever. Interestingly, this thought just came to me. Shifter books never have, like, a domesticated animal shifter book. Like, no one's like a labradoodle and then a human. Which, why, right? Is it because you would never be able to domesticate someone who already turned into a human, so they would only ever maintain their wild self? Ooh, I just thought about this out loud, because I was like, yeah, why, like, no domesticated house cats, but, like, why would you have to domesticate a house cat since it would be human? You know what I mean? Like, question mark. But I feel like that could be the answer. But, like, I want to know, like, what shifter books you've read that you've really loved, or if you've, like, read some and hated them. Because, like I said, there are some duds out there. There are definitely some duds out there. Someone's just like, yeah, rah, 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 wolves. But they don't really explain, like, how people shift. What does this mean? What does it mean in the world? Do people know? Because, for example, there are some where I'm reading and I'm like, wait a minute. Why is the alpha acting like this? Or why is, you know, why does this book have this beta? I also, crap, I'm forgetting the name. There was another one I read that was like, I got aggravated because it turns out it's like book one in like five books. And I was like, no. But it's like the Gemini or the Zodiac Wolves. And there's a 13th zodiac pack and all that crap, and like each pack of, okay, so the concept that each pack of wolves had like was a zodiac sign and had a power associated with that was cool. But then it's just like this whole thing that I was like, ah, no. Because it literally ended on a cliffhanger. And then I was just like, I was pissed. Because I'm not a cliffhanger girly. I don't like it. Be done. And like, give me a happily for now by the end of the first book. Right? Even if you're, you know, like, don't leave me with like, I think it ends with like the couple. Yeah, that one, the first book in that Zodiac series, she goes with the enemy because the enemy is like, come with us or we're about to murder the people that you came with. She doesn't want to be the cause of bloodshed, and the people that she came with are just like, don't realize that that's what's happening. And so the guy thinks that she just like ran away, and I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, no, absolutely not. So yeah, there are some where I read and I'm just like, what were you thinking? And then I just assume that I'm just not the reader for it. But there are some that are just, they're so well done. Like I said, I'm really excited for Sam Hall's Fox Shifter books. I'd like to see actually more Fox Shifter books. I feel like they're probably out there. I just need to go searching. I want more Fox Shifters. I need to search for that. I need to search for more Bird Shifter books. Feel like someone has written something. I just need to, like, I don't know, put Bird Shifter in Amazon and see what happens. Maybe if I look for it on TikTok, because TikTok might bring me to a bad book, but that might lead me to an author or a different, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes the algorithm starts out giving you not the greatest stuff, but eventually, because that's what happened with the Instagram ads. Like, at first I was like, I don't know about some of these, but the more I think it like started to realize like which ones I like clicked, like looked at and like left to go to Amazon, and which I just was like looked at but like kept it moving. So the algorithm, you know, does learn. But yeah, Shifters, I really, really like the concept. I think the other reason why I really like the concept, I think it would be so amazing if I could like wake up one day and like shift into a fucking wolf, or shift into a big cat, or shift into a fucking, you know, a killer whale or a dolphin or an owls. I also want owl shifter books, because that would be amazing. I'm sorry, but owls are so fucking cool. Why don't we have owl shifter books? What? Who do I need to ask? Who do I need to ask to get owl shifter books? Because why not? Why don't we have? So for any authors that ever bother to listen to me and are interested in writing a romance novel or romance series, please do a bird shifter series focused on different apex predator shifters. And you're probably like, well, why apex predators? Because fair. Lee Sing, for example, has like deer, and like, you know, non-predatory changelings, although they're usually never the focus because they can't hold power in the way that a predatory changeling can. There's just something, I think, maybe because those are the groups that are going to be like so powerful because they are predatory, that I'm interested. But also then my brain just went to like rabbit shifters, but I mean, rabbit shifters, rabbits supposedly fuck a lot, romance. I mean, hello? That? I wonder what that would look like. Like, rabbit, rabbits and hares, or just rabbits, or both. Now, there's things like, would I want a mouse or mice shifter book? I don't think so. I think I'm okay without that, right? That's where we're getting back to, like, no. But owls, eagles, and falcons, sign me up. Sign me the fuck up. Tell me. Give to me. I want and need. I'm trying to think if there's any other animal out there that I'd be like, well, that might be dope. Okay, what might be wild? Butterfly shifters? I just don't know if butterflies have long enough life, and how does that work? You know what I mean? I don't know. But someone out there did do, what was it? Someone who was a door and then turned into a man. What was it? They were cursed by Zeus and they were a tree and then were turned into a door. But once they got the woman to sleep with them and love them, it turned back into human. So if someone can, you know, have a sex scene with a door, you can do butterflies. And in all the shifter books that I have read and enjoyed, no one's ever, like, fucking in their animal form. They're fucking in their human form. You know, there's no, like, ugh, we're going at it like wolves. I mean, you know, doggy style, yes. In dog fur, no. No. No, 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 no. No, no, none of that. Is there any other cool animal that I'd be like, yo? No, I think that's it. Like, I don't want llama shifters. I don't care. If they exist, that's great. Do I want them? Again, though, if you write a really fucking compelling story about llama shifters, I might just have to give it to you. You just gotta, you know, you just gotta write it in a way that I'm like, oh my God, I cannot stop reading. I cannot put it down. But I definitely want owl shifters. So anyone who wants to write about shifters, please, owls, please. I want owls actually before eagles. Oh, but I want pigeons, but I want owls first. Thank you. Thank you so much. Y'all are probably like, girl, you not getting that. But, you know, we got to put out there into the world what we want to see, what we want to read. And that's what I want. And that, my friends, is what I, Essie, also known as Esther, want. All right, so I'm going to pause here. When I come back, it'll be time for gratitude attitude. Well, it's time for gratitude attitude. Okay, so things that I'm grateful for. So, as I mentioned earlier, I have two jobs. And on one hand, seems crazy. But on the other hand, I am so grateful that with the economy the way it is and the world the way it is, that I have two jobs. Now, one of them is a temp job, which makes me sad because that's the one I actually really fucking love. I'm a receptionist for a OBGYN clinic. And let me tell you, I had no idea, but I'm absolutely loving it. Yes, I got to talk to patients all day long. And sometimes people come at me crazy, but I get it. I get it. If your vagina is falling out of your butthole, if you're hopped up on hormones, if you're pregnant and the baby just won't come, or if you're having terrible periods and you don't know why you're bleeding and like can barely walk, you're not necessarily going to be, you know, the happiest go lucky individual, and that's okay. I'm really, really enjoying it. My other job, it's only on the weekends. Don't like it, actually. Kind of hate it, but money is needed to pay bills and stuff. So for now, I am doing the grind, as they say. And I'm really, really fucking grateful that I have these two opportunities, because all of last year I did not have anything. Next thing that I'm grateful for, so for my 40th birthday, I made a foil fringe curtain backdrop thanks to Pinterest and TikTok videos, and I loved it, right? Now I was home in Toronto with my mom, my brother. When I did that, I decided to make one of those in my bedroom for myself here in New York, and I love it so much. It just brings me so much joy. Five Below had a holographic like plastic tablecloth, so I used that as the backdrop and then stuck the different color foil curtains on top and like layered it and cut it, and absolutely obsessed. So thankful that I was able to do that for myself, that I had access to the tools and, you know, the videos, and it just makes me smile and feel really, really fucking happy. Next thing that I'm so motherfucking grateful for, I really, really liked the fact that I was able to go to Faded Mates Live and that I was able to meet so many like online friends in person. It was so, so lovely. It was so awesome to be in a space surrounded by other romance readers and lovers and like listen to like Sarah and Jen and Kate and Nikki and Lauren like talk about romance. it was so, it fed the soul. It fed my romance reader's soul. And I am so, so happy that I was able to go, that it was here in like New York. And so I didn't like have to travel, because I got to go 2 years ago in 2022 to DC. And I loved that. I don't know what was happening last year. Ooh, you know what? I think I might've been out of town. But this year I wasn't here and I was able to go. So thankful. Usually I only do three, but this week I have one more thing to really, really be thankful for. On March 29th, of 2024, Beyonce's second act two comes out, Cowboy Carter, a country music album from Beyonce. I have wanted a country music album from this lady, since Daddy Lessons. As soon as I heard Daddy Lessons, I was like, oh, I wish she would do a country album. People were like, ugh. You know, people sometimes are like, why do you like country? I grew up in Canada during Shania Twain's heyday. Of course I grew up listening to country. Anyway, I get a full 27-track album from Beyonce. And it is all country music of some sort. And all I know, and the day I'm recording this, the track list was dropped. Jolene, Dolly Parton, those two things are on the track list, which means we are getting a Jolene version with Dolly Parton. I am going to lose my shit, okay? I'm going to be kind of useless on Friday at work, I'm not going to lie, because I'm going to stay up late. If that shit don't drop until 3 a.m., my coworker was like, go to bed early and wake up early. That's not what's going to happen. I'm going to be way too excited. I'm going to be useless at the job. I already know that. I have warned them that will probably be slow. But you know what I'm going to be, though? Happy. So fucking happy. I can't fucking wait. It's going to be a time. So yeah, that's one, you know, one more thing I had to throw in there. I mean, I'm grateful also to be alive, that the sun is shining, that I have a roof over my head, food in my fridge, and I'm able to, you know, pay my bills relatively on time and, not go hungry. All of these things, grateful, so grateful. I'm also grateful to you guys for listening. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about shifters and how much I love them and how cool they are. I was randomly looking at stuff and then thinking about cowboys. Has anyone ever done a horse shifter book? I don't think they have. I say that like as if I've read every fucking possible book that there is out there. I'm sure someone's done a horse shifter book. What would that look like, though? Like, are we talking, like, Mustangs and Arabians and, what would a horse shifter book be like? Like, what would that mean? Like, what would that look like? I don't know. But I'm curious. I'm gonna have to, like, go on TikTok and some other search engines. And yes, I just refer to TikTok as a search engine because you can search for stuff on there. Although you do got to be careful that sometimes the stuff that you find on there is absolutely not true. But yeah, I wonder if anyone's done horse shifters. Because they are fucking majestic. You know, they're so, so, so beautiful and all that flowing hair. Anyway, yeah, horse shifters. But anyway, all I can say is thank you so much for listening. I hope that you guys are reading romance you like. And if you're out there reading a book you're not enjoying, DNF it. Do not finish it. Move on to the next. Life is too short to waste on books you aren't having fun with. Also, there are so many fucking good books out there. Don't waste your time on one that isn't. Or that isn't for you, right? So again, thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I can't wait to talk to you guys soon about, I don't know, something else. I think I want to talk about backlist next. I don't know. Stay tuned. Thank you guys. Bye.